Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Katho Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Sri Swami Jyotir Mayananji in Miami, Florida. Presently, Swamiji is lecturing on the highlights of the Upanishads. The first Upanishad he has taken up is Katha Upanishad. And now, Pujyatman, Sri Swami Jyotir Mayananji.
Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Hunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahi Tejasvinavadhitamas Mavidvishavahi. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. This is the peace chant I have recited, which is for promoting harmony between guru and disciple. Given a touch of humor, but the idea is harmony means that like a patient and the doctor must be in harmony if they want to be in good relationship. In the same way, the guru and disciple, guru must say things that appropriate, that resonate with the heart of the disciple, not say things after his own mind. And disciple, on the other hand, must have that type of flexibility and devotion to keep his heart open. So, keeping your heart open is one aspect. Sending out teachings, rays of light, it's another aspect. Your window and the sunlight must be in harmony. No fighting. The Upanishad commenced in a story style. The story styles are always allegorical, not to be taken literally, but it's very artistic. A great personality, Uddalaka, performed a great sacrifice. That was his intention, to do the highest act of religion and receive the highest reward. But in that sacrifice, he chose to give away all that were old, useless, kept everything that was practical and useful for his own son, Nachiketa. Nachiketa, however, was a highly enlightened soul, and he realized that his father was committing a great mistake because of him, because of his attachment to the son. So, intent upon doing good to his father, he suddenly spoiled the fun of the sacrifice. He asked, "To whom, O my father, will you give me away? Because I am also your possession. And your vrata is to give away all that you possessed. To whom will you give me away?" That Uddalaka, the father, was not ready to hear. He kept quiet, but Nachiketa repeated it 3 times. And that was too much for him to hear. So suddenly he became irritated and said, "I give you to death." People do go to hell. But Nachiketa took it seriously, and didn't want his father's words to be proven wrong. So in brief, he ascended to the God, to the realm where God of death dwells. But it was not his time to die. So nobody gave any respect to him. He was not received well. He had to stay there 3 days and nights, fasting. Then God of death comes, and attendants of God of death tell Yama, Yama is the name for God of death. You must realize in Hindu culture, God of death, he is not horrible spirit, but it is the embodiment of peace, harmony, righteousness. And that gives you an insight in the philosophy of death. Death is not meant to create a horror in the heart of people, but death is to renew your soul, give you another. Every physical body is a kind of a cloth. When a cloth has become torn or out of fashion, you take it out. To children, you take out clothes and they find it's horrible. They shout at their mother. Nevertheless, it's mother's compassion to take away the old and give the new. So, keeping that in view, Yama, who plays the role of changing your clothes, your bodies for your evolution, that Yama is embodiment of dharma, righteousness. So Nachiketa goes, confronts Yama, and Yama tells Nachiketa, since you have been at this home of mine for 3 days and nights, I will repay you for that. I'm using ordinary language. Ask 3 boons, and I will give you those 3 boons. First boon Nachiketa asked, that when I return from here, may my father recognize me, and there should be a peaceful relationship at home. For the second boon, he said, he asked about a particular performance of yajna, kind of ritual worship, that will enable any soul to attain heavenly experience, experience of great enjoyment, but it's not liberation. That he asked for society. 3 points are important for every individual. How do you deal with your relationship at home? Your home. Second, your relation with the society. If these two have been well conducted by you, your duties have been well performed towards family, towards society, now you are ready for attaining enlightenment, your relationship with God. But if you ignore your duties and just turn to God relationship, ignore your duty to the family, to the society, viewing them to be all useless, I like only God, I want self-realization, then you have not understood what does it mean to attain self-realization. So all that is presented in that parable type of a story. Now we are coming to the third boon. 2 boons Yama gave joyously. And the third one, it's the time for the third one. And Nachiketa asks. So instead of my reciting the Sanskrit, I'll just recite the meaning until I have some highlighted verses. There is this doubt with reference to the dead. Some say that there is soul after death. Some say there is no soul. I am desirous of acquiring this knowledge of the soul by receiving instructions from thee. In brief, Nachiketa now wants to know, what is the mystery about the soul? What is the soul? Is there a profound purpose for the soul? Or does the soul just exist like a chemical effect? Things combined together, compounded together, and something emerges. Gaining insight into the soul, again, when it is that question or that type of topic is presented to the masses, it's very interesting. Their ears perk up, and the idea is, now I'm going to hear how the soul goes into different bodies, and what type of karma should you do to get a particular type of body, a particular family, or what should you do to remember how many bodies you have already passed through? Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? Where did you exist at the time of pharaohs? But the question is far from it. All those are childish questions. So that doesn't give you any enrichment for your soul. That simply tells you a big story, a big history book, how many things have happened. That doesn't in any way help you. But to understand what is the soul, what's its purpose, what's its ultimate goal, that implies gaining atmavidya, knowledge of the soul that gives you liberation of all types of knowledge and all types of things you can do in the world. Attaining knowledge of the soul, knowledge of the self, is the highest. What's that? Knowing which all is known. Upanishad puts that in another type of context. A disciple has gone to study various subjects. He studies them, becomes a very learned scholar. He comes, meets his father, and the father is very pleased. But he asks him, have you learned, my child? That knowing which all is known. And then his son, his mind remained blank. He said, I have not come upon any such knowledge, that knowing which all will be known. You study geography, you can't learn history from geography. There's no one subject, knowing which all subjects will be known. Then the father introduces the two types of knowledge. Paravidya, supreme knowledge. That knowledge is not an intellectual information. That knowledge is intuitional revelation. When you have the intuitional revelation, you have known all that is to be known. You are not working with intellectual knowledge that helps your soul to evolve. But you are working, you have attained the revelation. The very soul in me is the absolute self. I am that. No longer there is a need for the mind, for the intellect, for the ego. Outstepping all, that's the knowledge. That's what Nachiketa asks. But in a language that doesn't seem so potent. But Yama realizes his trick. O Nachiketa, even gods have doubts pertaining to this self. Because the nature of this self is extremely subtle. Therefore, ask any other boon, but do not press me on this. Let me take this boon back. Yama is pleading. I have told you that I'll give you three boons. Two boons I have given to you. But for the third boon, the type of question you have asked, withdraw that question. Ask any other. Why? Because even gods have doubts pertaining to this. When we talk of gods, it relates to, if you study the Hindu scriptures, relates to souls that perform the functions of Indra, Kubera, different gods of heaven. These gods provide for human beings different types of blessings. Kubera will give you a lot of wealth. Goddess Lakshmi gives you lots of prosperity. Saraswati gives you lots of knowledge. And so forth. Even the ordinary role of Indra is to bring you rain. When he's angry, he brings a storm. Human mind cannot think of anything greater than being a recipient of of the grace of these gods, gods who give ordinary blessings. Ordinary blessings means blessings that will not give you enlightenment, but blessings that are interpreted by you in the form of great prosperity, fame, power, name, lot of wonderful family, friends, a great legacy after you. All that, that's what human beings want in general. That's a democratic view. But that is a Dalit view. Even a boy like Nachiketa proves that point. I'm giving the beauty of the simile. Sometimes children are wiser than grown-up people. All the grown-up people, with their mind set on heavenly attainment, having power, fame, name, glory, live for a long life. But not all this doesn't please the mind of Nachiketa. Why? You can see now. O Yaba, thou hast declared that even gods have doubt pertaining to this subject, and it is difficult to comprehend. No other teacher can be found greater than thee, nor can there be a boon equal to this. Since I have come frente a frente with death, god of death, face to face, why should I ask for transient goals? And no one is a greater authority in giving me the instruction how to go beyond death than God of death. Therefore, I'm not going to take back the third boon. And even gods don't know what is self-realization. This point is brought out in the scriptures. Indra, the role of Indra, role of Kubera, different little gods, they have immense power, but they are not the giver of enlightenment, and they are far from attaining enlightenment that follows the Hindu system of description of gods, and from in general to understand. No matter how godly you are in your actions, you can be righteous, virtuous, very charitable, but does that imply that you have the subtle understanding that I am not the doer? God is doing through me. Are you ready to step beyond your ego? If you are not, all that you are performing is under the umbrella of ego. And that ego-dominated mind, no matter how godly it may be, it doesn't have any idea of what liberation is. So, and gaining insight into liberation, aspiring for liberation, that's not something simple. Your mind has to be profoundly purified and highly advanced. And you need to understand the goal, that Godward movement, heavenward movement. Whenever I am speaking of heaven, it relates to astral enjoyments. After death, led by good karmas, your spirit enjoys immense pleasure. Also, after you are reborn, led by your good karma, you have lots of glorious things to enjoy. But all those enjoyments are nothing compared to attaining liberation. And all those enjoyments are not the goal. They ultimately pass away. To allow the mind to understand the difference between the two, and not to go after that which is transient, but to attain the highest. That's where we are leading you on to. Now Yama presents lots of temptations for Nachiketa. O Nachiketa, ask for innumerable sons. To the master it seems a wonderful attainment. But even four or five sons to deal with them. He says, O Nachiketa, ask for innumerable sons who may live 100 years, who are endowed with knowledge and good qualities. Choose this for your third boon, or ask for grandsons, or the best type of a herd. Old times, animals were the great wealth. Or ask for all these put together. O Nachiketa, ask for any other boon, for wealth, prosperity, long life. Whichever you consider equal to that, the idea is nothing is equal to that. No matter whatever you imagine the best in the world, that doesn't equal attaining liberation, God realization. Understand liberation, God realization, self realization, the kingdom of heaven, mukti, nirvana, they are all synonymous. That's the goal. And no attainment in the world is equal to that. However, Yama goes on asking, telling Nachiketa. Thereby he is testing Nachiketa's qualification. If Nachiketa chooses any one of this, that means he is not qualified. May you be an emperor of this extensive world. All these sound so good to human mind. But watch the news. People were ruling over thousands and thousands of people. Try to find how do they lead their life? Is that a joyous state that everybody should desire? But when you are fascinated by earthly goals, your intellect doesn't tell you all about it. Intellect becomes a liar. Tells you only some little aspect that glows with God, great joy. Love, some fluttering from the flamboyant leaves. Doesn't tell you the deeper. And no matter how prosperous you are, your prosperity doesn't bring into your heart deep fulfillment. I shall enable you to enjoy the best of all enjoyments,